find a store near you.
After the hour, St. Patrick's Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Doug, Rich is on vacation. Jennifer's kind of half here and half not. So.
Poor Jennifer.
Yes, she's with the haves and the have-nots. The Good Day program around the country on almost 400 radio stations around the world at DougSteffen.com
and
a couple of
country,
other...
Around the world.
Around the country and around the world. I
DougSteffen.com.
Saw a lady on television a couple of weeks ago, and she completely captivated me. And you know how that is. You know how I get when I'm...
She must have been well endowed.
Well, no, that's not. No,
but that's always what captivates you.
No, that's not
yes,
the only
it
thing
does.
That captivates me.
Yes, it
that
does.
Is not the only thing.
I've known you a long time.
Yeah, I know you have known me a long time, but here I am. I'm trying to impress this lady, and you're off on that tangent. Andrea Metcalf is the lady, and Roberta's going to even go further down the street when I tell you that her website is nakedfitness.com.
Oh, yes!
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Well, you see, she's doing what I always wanted. I said, you know, when you do those fitness videos, it's always like these boring people in these little outfits. Let's have some naked guys doing stuff. You know, that would interest me to watch it and like, work along with them.
But it's not, Andrea, it's not about working out in the nude, really, is it? Or
it's
is
not?
It?
No, it's not about taking your clothes off. It's about feeling good in your own skin. And I can assure you, I am not overly well endowed.
Well, but you have, there's a sort of thing, now you don't know me and I don't know you, so the essence of it, and we both are fairly, I think fairly to a lot known in our fields, for whatever the reason, you and I haven't crossed paths before, and I saw you on some television program, I don't even remember what it was, but because I'm interested in fitness and we have all this stuff. As a matter of fact, the program is brought to you in part this hour by the folks at MetaFast, helping you lose weight the safe, simple, and satisfying way. I have always tried to take good care of my body, and I encourage other people mm-hmm. to do that. I think there has been for a long time, Andrea, there's a separation or had been a separation until people like you came along and said, look, women need to be focused on this the same as men. There's nothing wrong with muscle. You're going to do things with your body that will keep you strong as you grow older. You don't have to look like, unless you take steroids, you're not going to look like a bodybuilder. But I will tell you, the pictures, the way you present yourself and the pictures that I've seen of you lead me to believe, and anybody else who isn't like completely blind, that you're very attractive. And the way that you've developed your body, it seems to me, would help you and others to be more confident. And I say this for women because I've experienced it sort of with women that I've known who've done what you've done. But also, I think the same thing applies for men. And you're not just about women, are you?
No, I'm about everyone. I mean, women, men, children. You know, and I have a lot of clients in their 80s and 90s. And I think what's really important and what the essence of Naked Fitness is you have to stop, take a look in the mirror, clothes off or on, you decide, and look where you're at and decide, is this who you want to be? And is this how you want to take care of your body? Just by looking in the mirror, we can see so many things. We can come into realization with ourselves, with our emotional self, and then even our physical self. With the book, you can then learn if one shoulder's a little higher than the other, how to get back into alignment so you're not in pain. And pain should not be part of the aging
all
process.
All right, so let's stop there for a second. Tell us how I have, I don't know if you're familiar with NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, which is a particular type. You are. Okay, that's cool. Because you and I may be the only ones on the planet, other than the people who practice it, that know what that is. And it does do what you've just suggested. I wonder how you came into this. If we can go back a little bit, let's rewind. How did Andrea Metcalf get into this whole arena of physical fitness?
Well, I started when I was in college teaching jazzercise and decided that the body and physiology really interested me. Plus, I couldn't believe that I could get paid to work out. I thought, what a career. I'm like a pro athlete. I can get paid every time I work out. But I think I see the body differently than most people initially. I kind of see it three-dimensionally, like that skeleton hanging on the wall through anatomy class. And the skeleton on the wall is always perfectly in line. And the people, when unfortunately, when they're dead, when you worked on cadavers, they're all perfectly in line. So what is it that makes us, you know, hunched over or more arched or a head moved forward or one shoulder higher than the other? And that's the muscles. And so if you can understand that if you're not in perfect alignment, the body doesn't work perfectly. It doesn't function perfectly. The intestines don't work perfectly. That means your metabolism may be slower. The joints aren't perfectly aligned, which means you might start suffering from arthritis or pain. And when we stretch and strengthen the body, it ends up performing beautifully. I mean, that's why Jack LaLanne was able to do everything he was doing until he was in his 90s.
Can you do that? Can you pull a four, how many boats did he used to pull with the rope in his teeth? Can you do that?
I haven't tried, but, no. You know, that might be on my list someday.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That to-do list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things to say you can do this and strive for it. And that's what I hope to do is inspire people to get moving, to take responsibility for their health. We always put us last, and I always say, you know, what is it? What is the it that's going to make you change and leave that shush behind?
All right, let's Andrea Metcalf, who is the author. She's actually on the Today Show. Phil Lempert is somebody who's on our program a lot, and I would imagine you've crossed some kind of connection with him on the Today Show. He's the food expert. You're on with Oprah all the time. It may have been Oprah. I'm not sure where I saw you, but I know as soon as I saw you, I said to the producer, you got to get this woman on my program. Tell me about how your program works with families, your children, your husband, or what you expect families when they pick up all this stuff. You got a couple of children in college and high school and stuff. How do you instill in them and or others in your family this belief? Is it by, do you just, they see you doing it and they jump in, or have you had to coach them a little?
I think we all coach each other and inspire each other. And so, you know, I've come up with some programs called, like, Shop Pilates, how to do Pilates while you shop, sit a lot.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Sitting.
Pilates while you
Pilates,
shop.
Pilates with your pet, kid Pilates, pick up your kids. And I think that's a big part of it. But I do believe that there's really three points that everyone needs to think about. What are you putting into your body? How are you moving it? And how do you feel about yourself? And those three things all come together. You talk to anybody who's finally made the decision that's lost the weight and kept it off for years, and you say, what is it that made you change? And they're like, you know what? I just couldn't stand being the old person I was, and I feel so much better. And I really don't believe people understand how good you can feel every single morning when you wake up when you do eat right and you do move every day. And moving every day is so, so important. It's not about going to the gym three times a week. It's really not. It's about doing something at least 10 minutes every single day. And even if that's a brisk walk, that's enough.
All right. Now, I just Googled you. And this is, my God, isn't this a wonderful world we live in? You can find out. You can Google me. I can Google you.
I got your website here right up here.
All right.
I'm looking right at you. So
there,
I know who I'm talking to.
All right. So, yeah, and I'm looking at this. And what I see, what came up first was SmilingGreenMom.com. Now, is this for Irish Day? Is this for today? Or what is SmilingGreenMom.com?
It's definitely part of St. Patrick's Day. It's a Go Green movement, sir. It's it's actually about how to green your lifestyle and live a little more consciously to the earth and honoring it. So,
see? You and Roberta and me, well, I'm very much, I have a farm. And I run the farm along these principles. Roberta is, if you go to if you mess around the website a little bit more while you're looking at it, you'll see the green goddess there with a lot of stuff that helps people in the green department. This is, it's good to be able to adapt this stuff to anything that's going on. And then the next thing under here, it says, you used your fitness to help you get through a divorce. How did you do that? Here's advice for half of the women who are listening right now who either are or want to be.
Well, you know, and I mean, the reality is 52% of the population is divorced. And, you know, I was married for over 21 years. So you have to try and, it doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter how good your body looks. When you go through a divorce, there's that inner self that the part of you really becomes very low and unconfident. And when you start getting into fitness and you start feeling your body and you make back that mind connection, even though I've been doing this my whole life, it really is a change that takes place. And you start to realize that this is the life that I'm supposed to lead, and this is a good place. And I feel great about myself, which then just brings you back up. So exercise can really change the way that you feel And it's also an escape, too. You know, when you go out and you take a nice walk, I'm in New York today, and it's beautiful, sunny, about 60 degrees. I'm going to walk down to Central Park because I know every time I do that, I feel great. And yeah. It's partly being in New York. It's partly the walk and the endorphins. And it's partly just, you know, the energy that's around me with all the people.
All right. So here's something else I'm looking at. There are people who do things. And again, men and women, we sort of get distracted sometimes with beer and alcohol or tobacco. Yeah. Things like that. Are you a runner? I'm looking at this Shamrock Shuffle. And back to beer and the Chicago and all of the things that I'm looking at. I'm just following the thread here from her email, from the website stuff.
I'm not sure that I would really call myself a runner. I've never done a marathon. And frankly, I'm not sure that I have the desire to. At one point, I thought I might, and I went into triathlons instead. But running is a great exercise if you love it. You just have to find something that you love to do, something that brings you energy. And that's when you can keep doing it, whether it's dancing. I mean, I do a lot of dancing with my iPod on. Even when I'm walking down the street, I'm sure people look and go, she's a little crazy. Mm-hmm. What is she doing? But you've got to find something that you really love. So, no, I'm not necessarily a runner. But when you talk about balancing out the social aspect, there is definitely, talk about getting divorced, I think I had more to drink in the last 3 years than I did in 20 years of marriage. You're constantly surrounded by when you go out, social situations and business, too. There's wine and, you know, can I buy you a drink? And yeah. I think what you really have to do is alternate with water, choose your beverages wisely, and be conscious what you're doing, because they are a bunch of empty calories, and they go down so easily. I mean, that's 200 calories and, you know, just a mixed drink. But when you start going into these martinis and even margaritas, you're going 600 calories. I'd rather have a donut.
I tell you what I used to do when I had business clients.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you hear what she just said?
Yes.
She'd rather have a donut. This is Andrea Metcalf, the fitness expert, who would rather
have a donut. Well, everybody
not even
would rather
police.
Have a donut.
You don't have any connection to the police either, Andrea, do you?
To the police? No.
Donuts, police. Yeah, right. That's it. Okay, never
mind. No, Andrea, what I used to do when I had to entertain business clients and I knew they'd be drinking, I would go to the bartender and I'd hand them a $20 bill and I'd say, look, whatever I order or whatever is ordered for me, give me a club soda with a little bit of grenadine and a lime in it so it looks like a drink.
That's a great trick. I like that one.
Yeah, so, like, you know, because I'd be out drinking with these guys that have 2, 3, 4 martinis. I mean, I'd be puking my guts out after that.
But see, what she's saying here, Roberta, is the practical side to this. I could go on and on and on. We've been sort of toying with trying to get somebody like Andrea, and we have regular pieces of the pie every day, Andrea, that are devoted to various things, whether it's your financial fitness, taking care of your home, the pets, and all. And we don't have a fitness person as an expert. We may want to encounter a conversation as how to bring you into the fold, because this is so important for everybody to keep on their mind. And it's overdone by some. Do you know what I mean? We have some people who just work this too hard. The best thing you just said, walking down Fifth Avenue, let's say, if you're listening to your iPod, you're moving your body, you can shake it a little bit. All of these things, when I'm walking down the street, I tighten my butt. I think about
that's
it, and I walk
it.
With
nice.
Yeah.
Well, so that's why you walk so
you.
Funny, Doug.
What did you say, Andrea?
I'm going to walk behind you.
Yeah, well, but I think that we ought to be thinking about those things. I pick up my arms as I'm working, walking down the street. All of those things ought to be part of a fitness routine. So anyway,
I have a whole Walkalotties program on Oprah.com that you can pull up, you know, 5 simple exercises that when you're just walking, it can change it up just a little bit. And I don't think of myself as a fitness expert as much like a fitspiration. I want to help inspire.
All right. So what we're going to do is, Andrea, we'll invite you back again. Andrea Metcalf, check out NakedFitness.com. 21 after on Good Day.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go, and I must buy.
Believe it or not, this song, this recording, this version of this song was made in 1947. Can you believe that? You hear a little, you know, crackle on the recording. Crank it up, Peter, for a second, will you?
Or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
There's something that was so smooth about
it.
And so Irish. Is this the best of the Irish? A bit more, a wee bit more than a wee bit of the Irish. Andy Boy, Bing Crosby on Good Day at 25 past the hour. I was very impressed with Andrea Mitchell, frankly. I like that. There's so many people that work so hard, as I tell you, I got to do this. Just come up with some ideas. Think about what you do in your life. I wasn't kidding. Roberta's giving me juice. When I walk down the street, I tighten my butt.
Oh, please.
I hold it in. I think about it as I'm walking. As a matter of fact, I was sort of going to stand up here, and I just, you know, it's just, you squeeze it as you become conscious of what you're doing. And then the same is true with your shoulders or your arms. If you're walking, you've seen people, and they don't even have weight sometimes. They're moving their arms back and forth. Just being conscious. I think that's what it is. It's being conscious. Let's say it again, Doug.
Conscious.
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 So the big stories today that are being covered by the terrestrial radio, the NPR vote on whether or not there's going to be more funding, the nuclear plant in Japan, the budget battle, Libya, and Middle East, all that. This has been the same thing that's been going on for, was it last Friday the thing exploded? So pretty much every day has been the same thing. So it's my job to get you off of some of that. Although, to be honest, the situation in Japan is worrisome, not because what is going on there is going to affect us directly. It affects us if we have friends, family, if we connections to Japan, because the country is a mess. Roberta pointed out something earlier that may or may not be part of what the thinking is. If it isn't being spoken, maybe it ought to be. The impact after World War II of what we had done over there and how we helped the Japanese to regain some footing. And that's really what's going to happen in part. Not as bad as after World War II, but this country is a mess. And if the news media is playing it wrong, I think, Roberta. They're playing up the fear and the business of the radiation. And okay, so there's some of that to be dealt with for sure. But there's the whole human side of what has happened because of whole towns being wiped out by the tsunami. Nobody's dealing with that side of it. It's all this fear-mongering stuff, and it's like the only part of the story that has any value is what's going on with the radiation, and that's not true. It's so untrue. And so I think that we ought to, I mean, we have these suggestions, and you can go to the website and figure out where if you want to send some help over there. But the spiraling, this they refer to the crisis spiraling out of control. How do you figure that? What's spiraling out of control? The plant's a mess. They can't do much about the surging radiation. They tried to dump water on the thing from a helicopter, but would you want to be in a helicopter dumping water on the top of
that?
No. I wouldn't want to be doing that. And so at least the thing about that. But there were 18 or 20 people that were in there. Basically, they were jeopardizing their lives trying to fix the problem. Those stories are much more important, it seems to me, to tell than all this other. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With the civil unrest and natural disasters we've seen in the news lately, it's hard to decipher all the travel precautions. So here's what it all means. The State Department issues two kinds of notices to travelers, alerts and warnings. An alert is issued when there's a short-term situation. This can involve anything from a natural disaster to civil unrest. But a travel warning involves longer-term situations. That could mean political unrest or wartime conditions, or it could mean that the American embassy or consulate has limited staff or has even closed. For example, Tunisia received an alert, but Egypt's civil unrest merited a warning because the U.S. embassy in Cairo was only staffed by emergency personnel. Now, does that mean you should cancel your travel plans every time the State Department issues an alert? Not necessarily. Check what other governments have to say about the situation and read the local English language paper when you get there to get a sense of the conditions. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Find the best travel tips and vacation packages available from planavacationweek.com, where travel agent experts match your trip preferences to your dream vacation. This free online service uncovers great vacations to Tahiti, New Zealand, Jamaica, and more. Maybe you'd like to visit Boston, Orlando, or New Orleans. Visit planavacationweek.com, and their agent will help you select from six themes and plan your vacation easily on planavacationweek.com. That's planavacationweek.com. Your dream vacation awaits you.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If your hospital lies over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again.
So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Good day. Leading with the leprechauns, it's 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Before we get to the goddess of green and how to really be green on St. Patrick's Day, let me do a postscript conversation, Japanese situation, because I'm not heartless, I'm not cruel, I'm not somebody who takes these sorts of things lightly. And there are things that, when taken into consideration about this, could lead one to believe that a really big part of the island, if things go the wrong way, could be uninhabitable for 10, 20, 30 years. Like the area from Chernobyl all around there is just now livable again. And how many years ago was that mess? That was
over 20 years ago.
24 years ago, right?
Yep.
So it's now just livable. And if, in fact, these things don't get between the rods and the things that still are a problem with this one particular site, it could be, depending on the way the wind blows, well, a lot of other influences, that there's a problem in this area, maybe 100 square miles or more, that doesn't you can't live in. And that would be a very disastrous thing for the Japanese people. What I object to isn't getting information about what's going on. It is the fear-mongering that goes, so I'm here trying to figure out how to best take care of your need to know and my need to not overdo it. And that's really what I mean. I think that if for no other reason I want to be responsible with this stuff, I'm not there. I'm not an expert. I've talked to 3 or 4 experts this week on the air in different times, and we've come to the conclusion that this thing is not we're not talking about Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Three Mile Island in a manner of speaking. And nobody, to the best of my knowledge, can be corrected, no one has died in this thing yet because of the radiation. There have been tens of thousands of people who have died because of the tsunami. Where is the coverage, the conversation about that?
Yeah.
Do you see? All I hear is these damnable people on these TV shows and the headlines of these newspapers. It's the same thing every day and no real information. So the fact that countries like Australia and Germany and France and the United States saying to people who live there that are native Australians, Germans, France, you know, you might want to think about coming home, probably not a bad idea because you know, the whole situation is so fluid, and the economy, people that have jobs over there are probably going to lose them anyway, because that economy is going to melt, and then they have to build it back up again. And so there are people in the embassy who have said that Americans who live within 50 miles of that plant, get out of there. And if you can't find another place to go in Japan, you ought to come home. Now, that's responsible. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You worry about that sort of thing. But to get everybody all worked up about this thing, there are 434,000 people who do not have a home in this area. 434. Imagine, and this is the sort of thing that people have been doing here. What happens if this happens in America? Something to contemplate in any number of ways. I think we need to, like, calm people down a little bit. Meanwhile, it is St. Patrick's Day, and it is time for Roberta to put on her green goddess outfit. I wish we had a picture of Roberta in the green.
In a green goddess?
In the green outfit? Goddess outfit, yes.
Oh, that could be arranged.
All right, why don't we do that? In the meantime, what do you have for people today? This is we'll have this in the green goddess section at DougStephan.com. There are all kinds of things that I want people to be sort of conscious of this. Again, I'm not into browbeating people, but I think like talking to Andrea Metcalf, there's a point of responsibility that we all mm-hmm. take for ourselves. Your body, your family, mm-hmm. your home, there are responsibilities we have. And this is a responsibility. I think that we as human beings on this planet need to be better shepherds of the planet. And it's not that I'm a cuckoo, but because I'm a farmer and I have learned about how to do these things, what are you laughing at?
You sound like my mother. Like, I'm a cuckoo.
Well, your mother was cuckoo.
Sure, she was.
But God bless her.
But
she's not
that
cuckoo anymore.
No.
She's
cuckoo in heaven.
Yeah. So you're a little cuckoo. I'm a little cuckoo. In a sense, but these things make good sense. They're practical, and not only are you saving money, you're being responsible. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who have, over the last, especially 20, 25 years in our country, been extraordinarily wasteful. And it sort of comes back around and grabs you. Plus the fact, if you think of nothing else except yourself, these are things that will be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your main focus, and that's okay. If you are your main focus, then the things that Roberta has here for you, and in general the things we suggest, are good for you. All right, so Roberta, let's get to this list of things that'll make you or help you be more green here on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, these are 7 tips to be green, to really be green on St. Paddy's Day. The first one, believe it or not, is skip the corned beef and cabbage. People think that that's an Irish meal, but it's really not. The Irish really ate bacon and cabbage, which comes from pigs. And, beef has a pretty big carbon footprint. So if you switch away from beef and maybe have a nice baked potato or, have a piece of fish and cabbage.
Fish and cabbage.
It's a little bit greener.
Yum.
Why not? Also, another way to do it is be safe. I mean, if you're going to be drinking that green beer, make sure you have a way to get home safely. You can dial 1-800-TAXICAB. That's a national taxi dispatch service. It'll automatically connect you to a local area taxi company. Or if you're in Milwaukee, Chicago, or the Twin Cities, Miller Lite will offer you a free ride home. The website is www.millerlifefreerides.com. It's also on the Doug Stephan website.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can take a pledge to prevent drunk driving, part of Miller Coors 1 Million Strong campaign. That's also on their website. If you're going to wear green, you can be green as well, going with organic cottons or even bamboo fiber clothing. I don't know if you had any of that bamboo clothing.
I have a bamboo bath.
Isn't it the softest, most wonderful stuff?
This bathrobe that Edgar and his wife gave me last year at Christmas is heavy, warm, and wonderful.
Depending on the weave, it can also be very light and airy. It's terrific stuff, and it's very sustainable.
Yeah.
You can get some free Celtic music. That's definitely green, because buying CDs does a lot of greenhouse emissions and a lot of plastic and all that stuff. So get your music online and get it free.
Mm-hmm.
Eco-friendly party. There's tableware now that's also made out of bamboo, and there's also compostable plates, recyclable cups, even the forks and knives. And we have a link for you to some of that. If you're going to do some parties and you want to be a little crafty, you can have origami shamrocks. You don't even need to use green paper. Just reuse some newspaper, magazines, junk mail, whatever you got, and you can make origami shamrocks. And also just walk it off. If you're looking to do some exercises a real green way and weather's going to be beautiful in a lot of the country, just go for a walk, go see a parade. Just kind of leave the car home and walk there.
Yeah, there is a lot of the weather is changing very dramatically around the country for the better.
Oh, it's going to be marvelous.
It's up to 60 today here on the farm.
70 tomorrow.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
Drying things out, get right to some of the spring tasks. That'll be kind of cool. Meanwhile, our task today on Good Day is to help you enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. 800-510-8255. We're also dealing with the issue. Somebody just called and didn't have time to hang on. Somebody who I think lived in Palm Springs has a daughter that lives in Japan. If you have relatives in Japan and you have a story to tell us about what's going on, what are you hearing from them? I would appreciate that connection at 800-510-8255. You can send me an email, Doug, at DougStephan.com, because that is the kind of story. I suppose the when it comes down to it, the unrest in the Middle East is something else that would be of value. I think that sort of thing is, these make for good stories, because people always want to hear the stories, your family, your friends, the impact on all of us. I think it's universal. So those stories would be good to tell. 800-510-8255. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles getting ready to make a comeback.
Are they really? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
The story is at DougStephan.com. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ready to make a comeback. I should ask, Jennifer's not around, but she would be the closest one. Did your children have any connection?
No.
Girls didn't
play with these,
did they?
My older daughter watched them a little bit, but she's 25 now, so, it was when she was a young child.
But weren't there, like, all kinds of dolls and toys
and stuff associated with it? Action figures and games and animated stuff on TV and live stuff on TV. And I think there was even a tour. Wasn't there a live tour of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, it seems to me that there was, now that you mention it. Yeah. All right.
So all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Silly things. There was one other thing. I've just lost my train of thought.
Choo-choo!
Oh, I know. I know what I was thinking. There's been a lot of controversy in the gossip department. I miss Jennifer when she's not here because she loves to update me. But because I've always thought Jessica Biel was kind of sharp, and I was interested in her relationship with Justin Timberlake, there are a lot of rumors. He said earlier this week that he was breaking up with her. Apparently, he was very rude to her. She had a surprise birthday party for him a month or so ago, and he just really basically treated her like a jerk. And then Justin's friends have been interviewed about this, and he says to the interviewer that Justin hasn't been happy with Jessica for years. You'd be surprised at how soon the love was lost on Justin. He was miserable. It wasn't good. A friend said that not long after Justin's January birthday party, he said he didn't want to marry her. He didn't feel right. He didn't want to be around her. And so he was rumored to have been with other women, yada, yada, yada. So is this anything different than any other Hollywood romance? Maybe not, other than the fact that I just think she's cute. Or cool or something. Now, she'd be someone, by the way, who would be great with the Metcalf. She's probably Andrea a few years earlier. How she seems to be very conscious of and very adept at keeping herself in shape. Not that a lot of people, but she doesn't look like the waifs that you see, the skinny minis. She has taken good care of herself, but she has a wonderful, I think what she does, I think Andrea does this as well, Roberta, and you're beginning to do this, setting a good example for people. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. It's not do as I say, but do as I do. And Jessica Biel has done a fantastic job of keeping herself in shape, but not the usual shape. She has some muscle. She's able to, it just kind of looks like she really cares about her appearance and her health and well-being. And you are, and Metcalf is like that, and you are becoming more like that. You have changed, and part of it has been this diet, the MetaFast diet, which we'll talk about.
It's been a big change.
Yeah,
yep.
It has been a big change. Now, speaking of that, Dr. Ken here in just a minute with his daily dose of important medical information. Quarter before, or I guess 45 after the hour, whichever way you look at the clock, on good day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
13 and a half before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and his visit is sponsored by the folks at MetaFast, who have gotten people ready. They've gotten set. They understand the instructions. They talk to the counselors. Roberta, you have been working on this. You have talked to the counselor. You have enjoyed the scrambled mm-hmm. eggs and the shakes and the soup and the
yep.
stew and the all the other good things. So Ken was right when he said, I've looked this over. I think that it's great. You have been a good ambassador. Rich certainly has. Jennifer is a good ambassador. And so are millions of other people who have been on the MetaFast diet over the past 30 years. So much so, Ken, that so many doctors have recommended this. They have people that at MetaFast. It's a doctor-run operation, right? Thus the name MetaFast.
It's tens, 20,000s of doctors who advocate for this program, and I'm so happy to help with nutrition, a lifestyle. People can avoid the pills for blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes, Doug.
Yeah, it's a very good program. Eat five MetaFast meals and then one lean and green.
And you don't feel hungry either.
You're not hungry. Roberta,
not at all.
I was worried about you because you like to eat.
I know. Yeah, I was worried too.
Yeah. But you've lost the average weight loss about 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week.
Yep.
You lose. Richie has lost 23 or 24 pounds on this, I think. Jennifer, about the same. And because there are so many meals to choose from, you don't get bored. It's scientifically formulated. Ken loves the science. And so it's evidence-based. That's why he's supporting it. And that's why you're going to do well on it. Here's what you do. MetaFast, lose the weight, log on to MetaFastKen.com, M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, to save $50. Or you can call him toll-free at 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken. Save that $50 by calling 800-506-4115 or logging on to MetaFastKen.com. Consult your physician before beginning any weight loss program. All right, so let's talk about the TSA scanning devices and what we know now about how much more risky they are than even was previously thought, Ken.
This is in the news because there's a big publication this week in the medical journal Radiology, Doug. To recall, there's two types of scanners that have been recently introduced, the X-ray backscatter scanner and the millimeter wave scanner. The second one does not involve ionizing radiation. And this expert has estimated that if a billion, with a B, X-ray backscatter scanners were performed each year, one might anticipate 100 cancers each year resulting from this activity.
All right, so not this is directly related to what's going on, because radiation is radiation in different forms. Let's talk about the situation in Japan and the people live within 50 miles and what happens if they can't contain this. What do people need to know?
Well, with radiation, Doug, it's how strong the source is and how far away you are. So if you're more than 50 miles away right now, you're going to be okay. And you just have to stay aware. The people in America, you didn't have to fly out of California. You got more radiation by going on the airplane, by
right.
flying back to Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what we know from Chernobyl, which was the worst case example, the big problems occur by eating the food where the cesium falls on the agricultural products nearby. Right. So what you want to do is you don't want to eat food from Japan, but no one else more than 50 miles away has to worry. And just keep an eye out what's happening.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open-pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This movie seems to be around this week in people's consciousness for whatever the reason. I don't know why. This is about the third reference that I've heard, third or fourth reference this week to the Hot Tub Time Machine movie. This is the number one movie during this week in 2010. I thought it was awful. Chuck Curry, who's here with Movie Moments, you thought it was okay, though, if I remember correctly, our conversations about the movie.
Yeah, I laughed enough.
You did. So Wes Wahlberg was in it. Who was in it?
You know what's that? John Cusack was the star of that
Cusack.
Movie.
Oh, that's right. Cusack, not Wahlberg. Yeah, go ahead. What was about it?
I said your review is usually I sort of liked it, or it was absolutely awful.
Or I really liked it. Yeah. I mean, in this circumstance, it was just too, I don't know, sophomorish. Maybe I'm too smart.
I mean, that's what it was aiming for.
That's what it is, Roberta. I'm too smart for these kind of movies.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it is. Anyway, Craig Robinson.
You say so, boss.
Let's get it started, the singer Craig Robinson from the movie Hot Tub Time Machine.
You know, I just want to bring up one thing for, you know, a lot of people when they hear box office totals think, oh, boy, all these movies make a lot of money. You know, this week there was a big story. Disney's new animated movie, which is titled Mars Needs Mom.
Unbelievable stiff.
Yeah, right. Opened, and it's so rare for Disney. Opened at $6.7 million in business, which is bad enough. But it cost $150 million to produce and probably at least another $50 to market. So that is a big tax write-off for Disney.
How many people are going to lose their jobs over that? But do you
they've already suspended a few projects that might have went into production, one including Robert Zemeckis' remake of Yellow Submarine, which is going to be done in the same animated format. They pull the plug on that one.
Well, you get to how much of this stuff is there an audience for? And when you looked at the promotion, the concept, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, so I understand my way around how to market stuff. And I looked at that and I thought, who's the audience and what are they selling? I mean, it didn't make any sense. None of what they were selling made any sense. It looked like a stupid, contrived, foolish way to waste money and time. How's that checker for
you? Everything really comes down to oversaturation. When animation makes a lot of money for these studios, but if you produce too much product and put it in the pipeline, eventually you're going to get hammered, and that's what happens.
All right, some movie news coming up in a moment on the Good Day program.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, Chucker, I see that Jodie Foster is out beating the bushes for The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson. When does it premiere?
I think it comes out in the next few months. She's the co-star and the director of the film.
Yeah,
it's a big project for Gibson to see if his audience returns to a theaters. I think they will. If the movie gets good reviews, I think people will show up. What do you think?
He looked so almost human. In court, looking around trying to figure out what to say. I mean, these people, the lesson here is these people are not gods. They're just like you and me, and they make mistakes and they do stupid stuff and they get caught and it gets magnified because they are who they are. All right, what other Chucker movie news have you got?
Okay, Doug, actor Tom Hanks signing on to play Captain Richard Phillips in the movie version of the Somali pirate event, which took place last year. Hanks, who hasn't been seen on the big screen in the last few years, has a lot of projects in the pipeline. Other news, Johnny Knoxville, famous for the Jackass movies, has been offered the role of Mo in the Farley Brothers Three Stooges movie. Actually, I gotta admit, I like that casting. I think he's the perfect fit. And other news, Universal Pictures cut a deal with Jason Biggs, Eugene Levy, and Sean William Scott to do another American Pie film. That will be the fourth big screen version. They've done three to his home video.
All right, Chuck Curry. Check him out at DougStephan.com, 59 past the hour.